Chicago Public School students are back in session today. People have been dropping off their kids at college, and I thought this was a perfect time to talk to Ray Kaplan. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hi, great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Ray is a debt relief attorney. She was the Chicago Tribune cover girl a couple of Sundays ago. Great picture, great article. And all right, so people are going back to school. Is it too late to have done the proper process to get a student loan or what?
No, and that's a great question. So there are, you know, all loans are not created equal, right? Some loans are better than others. And a big part of my practice is making sure that parents and students know exactly what type of loans will benefit them, and so that they get the lowest payment plans and the most amount of forgiveness. And what most people don't know is that federal loans, for the most part, offer tremendous flexibility in both payments and forgiveness. So we just make sure that it's tailored properly, and now is not too late to get your federal student loans, and if need be, your private student loans, but you really want to be careful with those and selecting ones with super low interest rates, which you can get right now. It should be around 5% or so.
Well, I know you fill out the FAFSA forms. Is that October 1st when you do that typically?
Typically, yes.
Okay. And then you fill out those forms. They're a pain in the butt to do. And then you get results saying you can borrow this much money. I know a lot of people that then went instead to their home equity lines of credit or something like that. But that might not be the best way to do it, right?
You know, absolutely. So there are really good alternatives. Another thing I think confuses people is that for undergrad, there's a cap on the amount that most students will qualify for, which will only be about $5,500 for freshman year for your student. Now, there are other resources available, like scholarships and work-study programs. So a really good resource for scholarships is a site I like to use called Scholarship Owl, like the bird, scholarshipowl.com, because most schools have pretty generous scholarships, but most people don't know about them and they don't ask about them. And some of the schools in the South, even if you have a GPA of about, this is for your sophomore year, 3.4 or 3.5, you can get a $20,000 a year scholarship.
Wow.
Just for keeping your, yeah, for keeping your GPA at that level. And that really goes a long way. And that lessens the amount that parents have to take in federal Parent Plus loans, which I'm a fan of federal Parent Plus loans because they offer a lot of flexibility to parents who need to figure out a way to finance their kids' college and they don't have the money, and it's not a good idea maybe to take out a home equity loan or a private loan. So federal Parent Plus loans are a really good tool to have in your toolkit.
If you have a kid going to college or soon to be going, I mean, obviously the earlier you talk to Ray Kaplan, the better. But now people need to talk to you to basically, you know how you get pre-approved for a mortgage? This is kind of like figuring out where you can go to school and how much you can afford, right?
Right. Well, so let's say, you know, you're a parent and you've got a couple kids getting ready to go to college and you're suffering from sticker shock, right? You're looking at the actual cost of education or COA, and you realize that this might be 40, 50, some schools like Northwestern are around $80,000 a year, and the panic starts to set in. How are we going to do this? And so we have the whole family come in, and we go over a plan, and we create an individual plan and strategy to make it happen. And so parents know exactly what this is going to cost without having to necessarily take out a second mortgage, because, again, there are such good options out there for student loans where your monthly payment will be basically equivalent to maybe a cell phone payment.
Wow.
Yeah, and no payments until your kids graduate. So there are a lot of really fantastic ways to structure it. If you work in the public sector, Wendy, so let's say you're a teacher in a public school and you've got a kid going to college, we really recommend federal Parent Plus loans because you will only pay a fraction of the amount you owe and the balance forgiven tax-free. So there are, and that applies to anybody who works in the public sector, so police officers, firefighters, if you're a secretary at the police department or you work for the state or any government. So there are really, really good options. You just have to know how to access them, and we help people navigate this kind of complex system every day.
And before I knew of you, Ray Kaplan, I wouldn't have known where to turn. I know it's back to school, and if you're sending your kids to school, that's one way to look at it. But people who have been paying their student loans for years and years, you can help them too, can't you?
Well, absolutely. And there's some really crazy stuff going on right now. So about 8 million people have been placed into forbearance by the Department of Ed because of a recent court order. So their loans are in forbearance. So this is really important for people who are enrolled in something called the SAVE plan, which I really hope this payment plan survives the litigation because it's a very low monthly payment plan. It's being challenged right now in court. And if it survives, everybody who can should enroll in the SAVE plan, and of course we can help you do that. But right now their loans are in forbearance, which is not good if you're pursuing forgiveness on those loans. So of course we can help anybody who is confused about this. Just give us a call and we'll help you navigate the system.
Okay, and Ray Kaplan, the number to call is what?
It is 312-294-8989.
One more time.
312-294-8989.
And you can also go to financialrelief.com. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today, Ray.
Anytime, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Ray Kaplan and financialrelief.com.